Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. Yes.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
So now, if a campaign coordinates with a newspaper or a magazine or any other media entity, that's now a crime. So they try to cover up a bad story, try to promote a good story. According to Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor in New York, that's now a crime. As day two of this farcical trial against Donald Trump continues. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It is the Pennsylvania primary today. Hopefully you get out there and vote, make your voice heard. Not that we have much to worry about. McCormick will be the nominee for the Senate. Obviously, Trump's going to win the primary for the presidency, for the Republican nomination. But nevertheless, like I said to him yesterday, it's outrageous that he can't be campaigning. He has to be in court. Court has resumed for the day. It will pick up again on Thursday. And the big thing is this guy from the National Enquirer. The argument by the government here in the state of New York is that, this was election interference. This guy who used to be at the Department of Justice, and this is when, if you remember yesterday, Trump said in the interview with me, he said, this is coming straight from the Biden White House. The reason why he's saying that is because the guy who's the lead prosecutor now, who's doing the opening arguments in court, came from the Biden DOJ. Now, most of the time, you leave the Department of Justice and you go and you make a lot of money at a firm. Even if you don't really practice, you just put your name on letterhead and go to lunches and dinners. You cash in. That's what most people do. This guy decides to take a municipal job in the Manhattan District Attorney's office so that he could be the lead prosecutor against Trump in court. That's why Trump said this is coming from the Biden White House. This guy is from the Department of Justice. And CNN fact-checked that and said, oh, there's no proof the Biden White House is behind this. I mean, it's not going to be obvious. They're not going to, like, send a note and say, we're behind this. But If a guy from the DOJ, Biden's DOJ, is there arguing election interference by Donald Trump in court in Manhattan, you can make that assumption, and you'd be a smart person to make that assumption. Their argument that it's election interference is that it had the voters known the truth, had the National Enquirer not colluded with the Trump campaign to not publish the Stormy Daniels story because they bought the rights to it and then buried it, then the people would have had the fairness and known all the facts. But campaigns cover up allegations all the time of things. Impropriety happens in campaigns lots of times. There are, I can't tell you how many instances of campaigns I've been involved in where we've sat around the war room of a campaign figuring out how do we want to handle this. And it's not always, like I said, it's not always a matter of a candidate did something illegal or an affair or something. Sometimes it's a vote they made on an issue. Sometimes it's a fact they have their voting record in terms of how many times they actually voted is not good. Maybe it's a fact that they haven't lived in the area that long. There's all kinds of different things. And you have different strategies. You have friends in the press. You try to get them the right positive stories. If you know a reporter who's looking to write a negative one, you try to kind of assuage that a little bit, maybe try to make it a little bit easier. Those things happen all the time. There's nothing illegal about it. As Andy McCarthy said again today, it is not a statutory violation to cover up potentially damaging information about a candidate. It is not a federal, there's no statutory problem with trying to cover up potentially negative information about a candidate or a campaign. So then where's the crime? Again, where's the crime? Like that old Wendy's commercial, where's the beef? Where's the crime? I was watching a Fox News analyst, Carrie Urban. She's really, really smart, really sharp. She said the same thing. There's no problem with Donald Trump and the National Enquirer working to buy the rights to the Stormy Daniels story and then not publish them. Let me ask you a question. What would have happened if there was a positive story about Donald Trump that a newspaper wanted to publish and somebody bought the rights to that because they didn't want the positive story to go out? Would that have been a violation of some sort? You know, because maybe if the voters had known what a great guy he is, they would have made a different choice. This entire case is built on the premise of a scenario that doesn't exist, whereby in the United States of America, candidates are required to disclose potentially damaging information. And nobody is required to disclose potentially damaging information. In fact, campaigns work diligently to cover it up and lie about it. Yeah, that's a great point that was just made on Twitter by Brother Patriot. Didn't Biden campaign cover up Hunter Biden's laptop before the 2020 election? Well, of course they did. I'm going to talk to Cash Patel a little bit later in the show. I'm excited for that interview. Cash Patel just wrote a book about government gangsters, and he was the chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense. He's all over the deep state stuff, all the things that we recall conspiracy theorists about, and he's going to be on later. But let's think about 2020 for a second. Remember the time of the debate when Donald Trump said, brought up the laptop and Joe Biden and brought up China and everything, and Joe Biden turned around and said 50 national security hacks, all, he didn't say hacks, but all came out and said, this is Russian misinformation. Come on, man. Remember that? I mean, Biden knew it was real. Biden knew the Hunter Biden laptop was real. Hunter Biden knew the laptop was real. The FBI knew the Hunter Biden laptop was real. All of them should be tried for election interference because they covered up the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop. They let everybody believe it might be Russian disinformation. And of course, the corporate media did it. But the FBI had the laptop in their possession. You can make an argument that the FBI director, Christopher Wray, is guilty of election interference because he didn't come out and say, no, it's real. It's real. And all these people that wrote that letter, they're all full of crap. This thing is real. We know it's real because we went through it. And maybe Biden should be in trouble because he knew the laptop was real. He knew his idiot son had done all these business deals with Ukraine and Russia and all these other, China and all these other places. He knew that. Instead, he went with that lie. There's lots of different things. But the point is, Biden didn't do anything wrong, legally speaking. It's not a crime to lie in campaigns. It's not a crime to cover up something that is damaging to you. It's not a crime to try to deflect. It's not a crime to stand up there and say this is Russian collusion or Russian disinformation. You can say that. You can turn around and you can say this story is a Russian hatchet job, even if you know it's real. You don't have to go through a lie detector test. And even if they can prove you knew it was real, you still haven't broken the law. If a candidate's asked on the campaign trail, Congressman, have you ever had a DUI? And the congressman says no. And then it turns out he did. He doesn't get arrested for lying about it. Might hurt his campaign. If a candidate's asked a question, have you ever cheated on your wife? And, oh, of course not. I would never do such a thing. And it turns out he did. Remember the that guy ran for president a long time ago, Gary Hart. And they were accusing him of having an extramarital affair back then. And he said, he challenged the press. He said, well, follow me around. And they did. And they found him on a boat with his gumata. The boat was named Monkey Business. I mean, talk about ironic, right? And it destroyed his candidacy, but it may not in this day and age. That was a long time ago. But the point is, he didn't like get locked up for it. Well, you lied. You misled people. And if he had won that seat, if he had won that election, there would not have been a trial to say that he wasn't honest because he had a girlfriend. This whole thing is built on this notion that does not exist in the United States of America, that politicians have to be honest. I have news for you. That would require a lot of prisons if we were going to enforce that law. What about promises that politicians make that they don't actually intend to keep? Is that election interference? If I stand up there and I say, I promise I will never raise your taxes. Like George H.W. Bush, read my lips, no new taxes. And then he raises taxes. Should you charge him with a crime of election interference because he lied knowing he was going to have to raise taxes someday and you'd have to prove the mens rea that at the time he said that, his state of mind, he knew it was a lie. One day he'd have to raise taxes, so he gave people a false promise. Therefore, he should be. I mean, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. How many candidates have said one thing and then done the other when they got elected? How many candidates has there had dirt come out on them after the election was over? We don't live in a country that requires politicians to disclose their baggage. The responsibility to disclose that baggage is on their opponent's campaign. I'm serious about this. One of the first things you do in a campaign is you hire somebody to do opposition research. Op research is essential. You do opposition research on your opponent, and you do opposition research on yourself. You find out what's out there about you, and they find out what's out there about your opponent. It doesn't mean you're going to use it, but you have it. And you know what's out there about you. So the good ones will find stuff back from high school, college. And then you have to figure out what you're going to do about it. Now, if this woman comes forward and says at this fraternity party, you may have taking advantage of her. Well, you know where she is? Yeah, we found her. Well, why don't you go talk to her and find out, you know? And you go and you talk to her to find out. She goes, yeah, I remember that. Well, what would it take to keep you quiet about this? $50,000. All right, you sign this non-disclosure agreement. Here's a check, $50,000. You don't have to admit to anybody you did that. Look, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm not saying it's the ethical thing to do. I'm just telling you it's not illegal to do it. Whether or not you think that's wrong is not relevant to the law. We live in a country of laws, so it's either legal or it's not legal. That's it. That's the only thing we use. And then you have to get into the question, the conversation about, well, then is that a campaign expense? Is that a campaign expense or not? And then if it is a campaign expense, does it have to be put on a campaign form? Let's assume for the sake of argument, though, it does. Let's assume in that clear-cut case that I just gave you, campaign advisor goes down, talks to a woman who's got an allegation against a guy running for U.S. Senate, and sits down with this woman and says, we know this thing happened in college. We're worried that they're going to find you and talk to you about it. And what will it take for you to keep your silence? And she thinks to herself, well, you know what? Love to pay off my mortgage. I want $50,000. Done. Sign this NDA. We never had this conversation. Boom. Is that a campaign expense? Well, let's assume for the sake of argument it is, because this is Alvin Bragg's theory. You file it on the campaign report according to the quarterly calendar of when you have to file campaign expenses. In the case of Donald Trump and the payment to Stormy Daniels, that was in Q4, fourth quarter. That was due on the first quarter filing, which is in January of 2017, after he won the election. So if the argument is, had he put it on his campaign form, because he was required to, even though there's nothing that requires him to do so, but let's just, again, play with this fantasy for a second. Let's say there is. Let's say it's a universal understanding, an unwritten rule, that if you pay somebody money in exchange for their silence over an allegation about a candidate, whatever the allegation is, that has to be filed on a campaign finance report. Well, then, if that's the basis, then, and the argument is, if it's not, then you've covered this up and you haven't disclosed the truth to the voters, then Alvin Bragg has a major problem here, and the problem is the timing. Because that expenditure would not have to be filed until January of 2017 after Donald Trump had won. So then the argument then becomes, well, then the non-disclosure agreement is wrong. That's a violation of law, because by even just paying this person for their silence, you've broken the law and you've denied the voters their right to know something. Well, that's not a law. There's no law against that. There's no law signing a non-disclosure agreement. Let's use a different example. It doesn't involve sex. Let's say I was a CEO of a corporation and I was a terrible, terrible boss. I mean, I was a jerk. People hated me. They hated my guts, and I don't want them to come forward and talk about what a jerk I was to them. So I call up the people who are on my management team and I say, look, I know you hate me, but I'm running for governor. And I want you to sign these non-disclosure agreements so that if the media ever comes to talk to you, you can't ever talk to them about what I was like to work for. And this is an oversight on my part, because we probably should have done this when you were in my employ. But I'm willing to give you, in exchange, $50,000 so that you don't talk about what happened at the company when I was the boss. It's not a crime. There's nothing illegal about that. There's no violation whatsoever. And let's say there's nothing involving even money, just a non-disclosure agreement. There's nothing like that. It's just a matter of, you go to somebody, they know something about a candidate, and they say, well, we know you know this thing about this candidate, that he did this thing, whatever it was, in college or whatever, but are you going to tell anybody? And the guy goes, no, I love the guy. He's a great guy. Hope he wins. I'm just going to keep it to myself. So is that guy committed a crime? Like, now, has he broken the law by not going forward and telling the voters what he knows about this candidate, what he did in his past that could be damaging to him? Of course not. It's ridiculous. There's no basis in law in any of this prosecution against Donald Trump. There's no basis in the law. There's nothing illegal about it. You could say it's sleazy. You could say it's unethical. You could say those things, but it doesn't make it illegal. And in our country, we operate on whether it's legal or it's not legal. That's how we do things when it comes to the criminal justice system. It's not that complicated. So you could think, oh, it's sleazy. You should never pay a non-disclosure agreement to somebody for their silence. The voters have a right to know everything. That's an opinion. That's a theory. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it the law either. See, as a guy who's worked on political campaigns, I can tell you that sometimes this stuff that campaigns work diligently to suppress about people is, quite frankly, none of their business and has no bearing on the job that the person would do. I mean, if a marriage ends between two consenting adults because one of them had an affair, do the voters have a right to know that if it didn't work out between a husband and wife? That's an argument. That's a conversation to have. That's a discussion. That's up. But there's no requirement. So if there's no requirement, it just becomes a strategic question of how the campaign's going to handle this issue. You know, if the now ex-wife or soon to be ex-wife is not interested in speaking to the media about it, okay. She wants to tell her story about what a jerk her husband was, okay? She wants to come out and say he's the greatest guy in the world, but I'm just not in love with him anymore. Okay, I mean, you handle it based on the situation at hand, but you don't have to worry about looking up what statute you have to follow, because there is none. There is not one that requires disclosure in these matters. So if it turns out that she says, look, I will tell everybody what a sleazebag you are, or give me custody of the kids. And the guy running for governor turns around and goes, well, I mean, I love my kids, but I really want to be governor. So, okay, fine. I'll give you custody in exchange for you keeping your mouth shut. Let's sign this agreement here. They sign an agreement. What law has he broken? What law has she broken? Nothing. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about a criminal trial that is not based on the law. We're talking about a criminal trial where no law has been broken. It's just amazing that we're having this conversation. And that it's the big story of the day. Again, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental.com. Please, you will love the great work that he does. I'm also going to tell you about the craziness that we're watching on college campuses across this country, particularly in New York City at Columbia, as they're chanting Zionist pigs. And Columbia University has announced that they are going to have remote classes for the rest of the year because all the crazy protests. Trump came out and spoke about that as well outside the courthouse. So a lot of great audio for you. Well, there's a lot to cover. And oh, yeah, we're just getting warmed up. But I want to tell you about my friends at Natural Lawn of America, because they are going to give you that beautiful green grass that you want with fewer weeds guaranteed. That's right. Natural Lawn of America, my friends there, I've used them for years and I trust them, because the thing about Natural Lawn of America is they make it specific to your lawn. See, these other companies that are out there, what they do is they use a cookie cutter approach, but your lawn is different than everybody else's lawn. So when the technician came to my house, he said, this is what we're going to do for the weeds. This is how we're going to make the grass grow nice and green. And I like that approach. Plus, I like the fact that Natural Lawn of America is locally owned and family operated right here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. They are competitively priced. They have a satisfaction guarantee. And if you call them now, you can take advantage of Natural Lawn's unbeatable offer, free seeding every year, free of charge. Just call Natural Lawn of America at 1-800-FREE-SEED or visit naturallawn.com to learn more. You'll get free seeding every year with their full service program, and that is going to give you results that are incredible. I've used them for years, and I'm very happy with the work they do. 1-800-FREE-SEED. You got to take advantage of that because it ends at the end of this month. So don't wait. Get started. The sooner you call, the sooner you can have that beautiful green lawn. Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Joe Biden had his very fine people on both sides moment yesterday, as this is being called, when he said, I condemn the anti-Semitic protests, but I also condemn the people that don't understand Palestine and what they want. So we'll talk about that as the show continues, as all of these protests are sweeping college campuses and big money donors are coming out and saying, we're not going to give our money anymore. Robert Kraft just came out and said that a few moments ago. But let me play what former President Donald Trump said outside the courtroom a few moments ago. Just so you know, the interview with him yesterday got picked up by a lot of national outlets, including Newsweek. I don't know if Newsweek still publishes an actual magazine. I have no idea. But nevertheless, they wrote a story about it. So it's been picked up in a lot of different places, which is cool. I like that because we always want to grow the show and promote it. We've also put it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So do us a favor and retweet it, like it, resend it, share it. Help us. You are our marketing department. You're all I got, literally. So thank you if you help with that. Appreciate it very, very much. The Instagram is at Zioli Show. And Twitter, of course, or X, is Rich Zioli. So there you go. And this is what Trump said outside the courthouse a few moments ago before they wrapped up for the day. Take a listen.
These are articles that were over the last day and a half. They're very good articles. They say the case is a sham and it shouldn't even be tried. It shouldn't have been submitted. And I don't even know if you're allowed to put them in. We have a gag order, which to me is totally unconstitutional. I'm not allowed to talk, but people are allowed to talk about me. So they can talk about me. They can say whatever they want. They can lie. But I'm not allowed to say anything. I just have to sit back and look at why a conflicted judge has ordered me to have a gag order. I don't think anybody's ever said anything like this. I'd love to talk to you people. I'd love to say everything that's on my mind. But I'm restricted because I have a gag order. And I'm not sure that anybody's ever seen anything like this before. And even having to do with articles, somebody writes an article. If I read every one of these articles incomplete, I read some of it and I'll look at headlines, all good headlines, and the case is a sham. But I can't read the whole thing. I'd be reading, this is like reading a novel. So I put an article in, and then somebody's name is mentioned somewhere deep in the article, and I end up in violation of the gag order. I think it's a disgrace. It's totally unconstitutional. I don't believe it's never, not to this extent, ever happened before. I'm not allowed to defend myself, and yet other people are allowed to say whatever they want about me. Very, very unfair. Having to do with the schools and the closings, that's Biden's fault. And by the way, this trial is all Biden. You know, this is all Biden, just in case anybody has any question. And they're keeping me in a courtroom, that's freezing, by the way, in a courtroom all day long. Well, he's out campaigning. That's probably an advantage because he can't campaign. Nobody knows what he's doing. You can't put two sentences together. But he's out campaigning. He's out campaigning, and I'm here in a courtroom sitting here, sitting up as straight as I can all day long because, you know what, it's a very unfair situation. So we're locked up in a courtroom, but this guy's out there campaigning, if you call it a campaign. Every time he opens his mouth, he gets himself into trouble. So that's the story. I have an unconstitutional gag order by a highly conflicted judge that should recuse himself. Very simple. On the schools, should have never happened. What's going on in this country now should have never happened. But of course, the Ukraine war would have never happened. The Israeli attack would have never happened. Inflation would have never happened. We have the worst president in the history of our country, and he's the one that has us in all these different lawsuits. Thank you very much.
He also spoke out about the college protests, and I'll talk about that. Some breaking news for you. The Federal Trade Commission has just voted to ban new non-compete agreements for all workers and require companies to let current and past employees know they will not enforce them. This just happened a few moments ago. You may be covered by such a non-compete agreement. I am. I have a non-compete in my contract, meaning that if I leave this show, there's a certain period of time where I can't be on the air within a certain geographic radius or something, but they're very common. Most companies have them. Courts have not liked them in the past. They're really in Pennsylvania. They were kind of struck down recently as well. In Philadelphia, I think they actually went so far as to say that they're not enforceable, but this is on the federal level. So this is a big deal. Companies will have to throw out existing non-compete agreements for most employees, although in a change from the original proposal, the agreements may remain in effect for senior executives. FTC Commissioner Rebecca Slaughter said, quote, "It is so profoundly unfree and unfair for people to be stuck in jobs they want to leave, not because they lacked better alternatives, but because non-competes preclude another firm from fairly competing for their labor, requiring workers instead to leave their industries or their homes to make ends meet." The new rule is slated to go into effect in 120 days after it's published in the Federal Register, but its future is uncertain as pro-business groups opposing the rule are expected to take legal action to block its implementation. Now, whether or not you agree with non-competes or don't agree with non-competes, here's my feeling on the issue. This is once again an overstep by the executive branch of the government. Three people have just made this decision that affects millions of people and tens of thousands of businesses in this country. They just passed a law without having an actual legislative process. So once again, we're watching as the executive branch of government is doing the job of the legislature. Again, you could love non-competes, you could hate non-competes. I don't really care what your personal opinion is on non-competes. The point is this not an issue for Congress? And also, how is it not an issue when you're only dealing with companies that do business over state lines? Even then, I don't think it's Congress's business. But assuming precedent in court, that would be the argument. Well, a company that does business over state lines can be regulated. I think that misreads the intent of the Interstate Commerce Clause, but I've lost that argument a long time ago. But I'm saying, how does the FTC get to make this rule for every business in America? Three people. It was a 2-to-1 vote. Three people. Now, I mean, selfishly, I'm happy because my non-compete would potentially keep me from getting a better offer, theoretically speaking. But I don't like how this is done. This is, again, what we're talking about. The executive branch of government that just acts like Congress. They publish these rules in the federal legislature, and if Congress doesn't like it, Congress has to pass the law to undo it. I'll talk to Phil Kirpin about this at 4:05 when he joins me. We'll talk about a couple of other things, but this just broke. Business groups say non-compete agreements are critical for protecting proprietary information and intellectual property, although the rule would not ban other methods for protecting that information, including non-disclosure and confidentiality agreements. They also question the agency's authority to issue the blanket retroactive ban. I agree. Where do they get this authority? The Federal Trade Commission. And isn't it interesting they're going to allow confidentiality agreements to continue? That's what Michael Cohen signed with Stormy Daniels, a confidentiality agreement, a non-disclosure agreement. That's what they signed. That's what everybody calls hush money. That's what that is, hush money. You have a confidentiality agreement or a non-disclosure agreement, meaning you will not disclose something. So let me ask you this question. How is that not hushing you up? So when people say hush money, because I know it sounds scandalous to say the hush money case, non-disclosure means you can't disclose. In other words, zip it. You sign a non-disclosure agreement, zip it. You can't talk about it. Give me another word for that. I know, hush. See, non-disclosure, confidentiality agreements. Chris Murphy, let's see, there's an act in the legislature called the Workforce Mobility Act. But several people have pointed out Congress has not given the agency explicit authority to ban non-competes, although there have been several bipartisan bills introduced to reform non-compete agreements. But we don't do things by Congress anymore. We don't change laws. All Congress does is send money overseas and ban things like ban TikTok and expand government spying power. That's what Congress does these days. And then the federal agencies run the country. The deep state, the bureaucrats, the unaccountable bureaucrats. Have you ever heard of the commissioners on the FTC? Do you even know who they are? I couldn't name them. If one of them walked in my house right now, I wouldn't know. I'd be like, who are you? I'm an FTC commissioner. I'd be like, who? What? There's no accountability. You don't get to vote these people out. They can do whatever they want. And if Congress doesn't like it, then Congress has to pass a law to overturn a rule by the executive branch. This is so out of whack with the Constitution. This is so out of whack with the intent of Article 1. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the largest pro-business lobbying group in the country, has said it will sue to block the rule. Good. They should block the rule. The rule should be blocked. The FTC does not have this authority. Three people don't get to make this decision. And by the way, it was a 2-1 vote. So two people who are not accountable to anybody, not elected, there's no way to recall them, nothing. Those two people just decided for millions of workers and millions of companies. Now you're not required to sign a non-compete. You don't have to work at that company. That's up to you. That's your choice you make. If you want to go to work for that company and they require a non-compete, well, that's a choice you're making. Nobody's forcing you to do that. But if you want to say that non-competes are wrong, that people should be, you lose your job and the next day you should go to work for somebody else, if you philosophically believe that, okay, but this is not the process we're supposed to use in this country to arrive at that decision. Beginning with policy puts the cart before the horse, said FTC Commissioner Andrew Ferguson, who's the Republican who voted no. No matter how important, conspicuous and controversial the issue, and no matter how wise the administrative solution, an administrative agency's power to regulate must always be grounded in the valid grant of authority from Congress. Because we lacked that authority, the final rule is unlawful. Exactly. The lawsuit would be the latest battle between the business community and Biden's administration, with agencies including the FTC rolling out measures to crack down on corporate price gouging, junk fees, and alleged anti-competitive behavior. Last month, the Chamber of Commerce led a lawsuit challenging a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau rule that caps credit card late fees at $8 for the largest issuers. Did they do anything about the IRS late fees? No. Those absurd late fees and penalties, they're all the same. The interest, the penalties, all those things, they're in place. But they'll hammer the credit card companies and hotels for charging you a resort fee. Ridiculous. All right, we'll have more on this for you. 855-839-1210. Listen, we got a big show coming up live a week from Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I'm so excited. Our first live show of the year at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May. I love it there, and you're going to love it there too. You know why? Because it's a beautiful hotel. It's a beautiful resort. And now's the time to make your June midweek reservation. So the next show will be June 21st, Friday, June 21st. You can make a midweek reservation and then stay for the show. You stay three nights, you're going to get $60 a night in resort credit. Stay five nights, get $70 a night. Stay seven nights, get $80 a night in resort credit. And you can use your resort credits to make purchases of food and beverage purchases in Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, the beach concession stand, or in the gift shop where you can get passes for a whale-watching boat cruise. Book direct with the Grand Hotel for the best rates by going to grandhotelcapemay.com. It's also the perfect place to host a wedding, corporate event, baby and bridal showers. With four ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Just call and ask to talk to my friend Caitlin, and she will help you have your dream event. To book your stay at the beautiful oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May. Call 800-257-8550 or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. You will love this beautiful oceanfront getaway, and I want to see you there next Friday, May 3rd, 3 to 7 p.m. for our live show. It'll be in the fifth floor ballroom. The bar will be open, and we'll have lots of great camaraderie. And chaos will ensue, as it always does at these live shows. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
So we got a good show for you today. Phil Kirpin will be here at 4 o'clock. Kash Patel later in the show. His book, American Government Gangsters, is great. He really goes after the deep state big time. And obviously, if you have been living under a rock, you probably know, unless you've been living under a rock, I should say, that the former president of the United States was on the show yesterday. So if you've missed it somehow, please go back and listen to the podcast. We talked for a little bit over 10 minutes or so because I respected his time, and that's the time they gave me. I didn't abuse it. I didn't take advantage of it. And he went after the judge. And Newsweek wrote a story about that. And this is the story that Newsweek wrote. Matt, are they still in print form, or is this just online now, Newsweek? Do you know?
I have no idea. I've never seen an actual physical copy of Newsweek, so I assume it's online.
I can't tell you the last time I've even seen a magazine.
I see magazines because I go to the bookstore quite frequently, and I'll see copies of the New
York.
You're
such a nerd.
Sorry, I like to read. I see copies of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, you know, the Washington Post, all the major ones, but I've never seen a Newsweek copy.
I'm not going to subscribe to it, but if I subscribe for $1, there's Digital Plus. Yeah, I don't think there's actually a print subscription anymore, because the only option they give you is the Digital Plus subscription. There's no get your paper copy in the mail subscription.
Why does it have to be Digital Plus? What's the plus?
Oh, good question. What's the plus, Henry? Digital Plus, you get Newsweek voices, diverse audio opinions. You can enjoy ad-free browsing on Newsweek.com. You can comment on articles, and you get the Newsweek app updates on the go, all for $49 a year. But you get a one-month dollar trial, so you get the first month free for $1. But if you don't cancel, they're going to bill you $49 for the year.
Every time I sign up for one of those, I always forget to cancel. And now I have a million subscriptions, yeah, and basically my entire paycheck is going towards them.
Yeah, everybody, that's how they get you. They know 30 days for $1, and they know that by day 29, you've forgotten. And sometimes they'll send a reminder, like, just so you know, you're getting billed in 5 minutes if you don't cancel. But most of the time, they don't. And then you cancel as soon as you see it on your credit card statement, but you still have it for the whole year. Like, okay, great, your cancellation will take effective in April of 2025. Like, damn it. So they're not giving you your money back, in other words. What I do is, if I do something like this, I immediately go in and cancel it.
See, I don't. Like Paramount Plus is a perfect example. I got tethered to that, and I completely forgot I even had it until this past weekend. I logged into Amazon and saw it was there. I went to cancel it, and it was a whole process.
Yeah, it's not easy to do. Once they got you, they've hooked you. So Newsweek wrote a story. They said, Donald Trump attacks judge hours before gag order hearing. And it says, Donald Trump has attacked the judge in his hush money trial, alleging that he has conflicts of interest. It came just hours before the judge, Juan Merchan, is due to hear prosecutor allegations that Trump has repeatedly violated a gag order in the case. Trump was speaking on the Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia. He alleged that Merchan had big conflicts of interest in the case with Trump, which Trump said was being directed by the White House. Quote, we have a conflicted judge, totally conflicted. We have a situation that nobody can actually believe. Nobody's seen anything like this, he said. He also accused Merchan of pushing through the trial as fast as he could. Quote, and this judge is pushing. He is the most conflicted person. He is so conflicted, he should not be allowed to be the judge of this case, Trump said. And he is pushing it at levels at breakneck speed. You heard it was going to take 2 or 3 weeks for the jury. He did it in a few days. He added that the people orchestrating the trial are evil. They're evil people. They're truly evil people. It was nothing done wrong whatsoever, he said. And And it says, Trump told Zioli he was being tried in Manhattan, a Democrat area. Quote, we're in a 95% Democrat area, which they did. This all comes out of the White House. This is an effort to get Biden elected, and he's incompetent, and he's the worst president we've ever had. This is an effort by the Democrats, and it's a shame. So there you go. Good. I'm glad they wrote about it. All press is good press. And then, so some of the people who I guess are Newsweek Plus subscribers, Henry, commented along. And as you can imagine, the comments are all negative against Trump, which is why I will not be a Newsweek Plus subscriber. I also don't have $49 just lying around. What am I, made of money? I got three kids to feed. And Mama Zioli cut me off a long time ago. So there you go. All right. Well, we got to chat about a lot of things, but I'll give you some more thoughts on the trial as this goes on. The anti-Israel protests on college campuses. Trump spoke out about that as well. John Fetterperson came out and spoke about that. You're watching these things play out on television right now. John Fetterperson, the Democrat Party is in the midst of a civil war here, just so you understand that. You've got some Democrats like Bernie Sanders on the floor of the Senate saying that we have to cut off aid to Israel, that Israel is engaging in a campaign to destroy Gaza and make it uninhabitable. You've got whack jobs on college campuses protesting with chants of Zionist pigs and river to the sea. And they are saying, we are Hamas, we are Hamas, we are Hamas. And then you have other Democrats like John Fetterperson coming out and saying this, cut number one.
But it is not appropriate or legal, or it's helpful to advance your argument if you show up in a Starbucks with a bullhorn and start yelling at people, and that doesn't make you noble, it just makes you an a**. It's very American to protest and to do that in the appropriate way, then I absolutely support that. I'm not suggesting that you have to agree with my view, but it's just saying it doesn't really allow you to disrupt lives and to inflict those kinds of damages on people that are just trying to get on with their lives.
Makes you an a-hole, said Senator John Fetterperson. All right, Phil Kirpin's going to join us next. Listen, it's time to shed that winter fat once and for all. All right, summer's right around the corner. You're going to be taking your shirt off at the pool, taking your shirt off at the beach. You want to look good. You want to feel good. And NJ Diet's there to help you. Now, I know you've heard a lot about these shots. You may even know people that are using them. NJ Diet works faster, and there's no side effects. These shots have a lot of side effects. In fact, some European countries have outright banned them. But NJ Diet's all natural and guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days time. The reason why it works is it works with your biochemistry, your body, and they tailor a program for you. And it's targeted supplements, and it's a targeted plan to get you into the fat burning zone, and you're monitored. You got the doctor's personal email, doctor's personal phone number to make sure that you're burning fat. Not just losing water weight. That's also very key. And then NJ Diet's going to work to make sure you keep the weight off as well. And it works. And there's no prepackaged food to eat, no shots, no hormones, no surgeries, none of that nonsense. Just real natural weight loss, guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days time. So reach out to them today. There's locations close by you in Princeton, King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, and Cherry Hill. Or live online with video consultations at njdiet.com. Call them at 855-5-NJ-DIET and get started today. 855-5-NJ-DIET and lose the weight for good.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.